This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A dozen livestock organizations are receiving grants from the Colorado Department of Agriculture to help with predator conflict during calving and lambing season. This is to use non-lethal management tools against wolves. Those receiving grants in our area are $10,000 for the Routt County CSU Extension Office, $35,000 to the Routt Moffitt Wool Growers Association, $35,000 to the Moffitt County Cattlemen's Association, $35,000 to the North Park Stock Growers Association, and $20,000 to the Middle Park Stock Growers Association. Many visitors are in Steamboat Springs to ski and ride for spring break. Be aware of the extra crowds. Daniela Schoenfeld is with Steamboat Ski Patrol.
Just make sure that you're always staying in control. Be aware of yourself and others. During the spring, we might get some bigger crowds. It's likely that we have a lot of people on spring vacation, so just keep your head on a swivel at all times. And when you do stop to take a break, make sure that you're stopping in a place that's visible to the uphill skier. Stop out of the way on the side of the trail in a visible spot.
Steamboat Springs Police Commander Rich Brown says if there is an incident or collision with another skier, never leave the scene or take a picture or video if you see something happen, if you can. Always reach out to Ski Patrol right away. Both Routt County and Moffitt County Board of County Commissioners are meeting today. Craig City Council meets at 6:30 tonight on the consent agenda. Council will be asked to approve Deborah Fitch and Eddie George for positions with the Economic Development Advisory Committee. Craig Police Chief Mike Cochran also has an update. Steamboat Springs City Council has a work session. One item for discussion is policies for incentivizing recycling. Join Steamboat Springs School Board members Laura Craig and Kevin Callahan at 11:30 tomorrow for coffee with the board. They'll be at Off the Beaten Path Bookstore. Steamboat Gravel is hosting a Friends and Family Happy Hour. That's at 5:30 today at the Steamboat Social Club. They'll discuss plans for the Steamboat Gravel this summer. It's in late June in Steamboat Springs and Hayden. In hockey, the Mountain Select 19U Tier 2 team girls won the district championships in Dallas. Half the girls on the team are from Steamboat Stampede. They beat Dallas 5-3. Now they're headed to Nationals in Cleveland April 2nd. The Oak Creek Kodiaks wrapped up a successful weekend of the Colorado Extreme Hockey Tournament in Craig. Both the 10U and 12U teams took home titles in their divisions. The Steamboat Sailors boys lacrosse team starts the season tonight against Evergreen. Here's head coach Amos Gilbert.
You know, this first one on Tuesday against Evergreen's big for us. It'll set the tone for our whole season, and we'll have a lot to take away from it, however it goes.
That game's at 5:30 Gardner Field. The Steamboat Sailors girls soccer team has an away game tonight against Battle Mountain. Those are the headlines. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.